Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hour two of the Lake Show. Let's talk some Minnesota Vikings football. Their opponent, the Dallas Cowboys this weekend, Sunday Night Football. Nothing about Vikings football this season makes sense. Nothing about it. They get shut out, and then the very next week, they shut out a team. So nothing about this season makes any sense. Which leads me to think that the Minnesota Vikings are going to step up and win on the road and beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Why? The defense playing ultimately at a great level. They've been amazing. I know that they had a couple of bad games, but for the most part, B-Flo, Brian Flores and his crew, they've been good. Even when some of their best players weren't available. Do I think they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder against Dak, CD, George Pickens, and that Cowboys offense? I believe so. Now, what happens with the Vikings offense? Is anyone's guess. But if there is going to be a week where I want to see J.J. McCarthy shock the world, it's this Sunday night. Totally. J.J., show me what you got, brother. Show me. I never lived in the show me state, but show me what you got.
Wait a minute, you didn't live in the Show Me State?
I lived in Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh, you lived in Johnson County.
So don't even trip. Let me go ahead and pop my collar for y'all.
Boo.
The bottom line is, JJ, show us what you got, bro. Do I think that Jordan Mason can get some yards on the ground? Yeah. Do I think that if he is able to stay upright, that Aaron Jones can get some yardage too? Yep. We know what J.J. can do when presented the football and gets opportunities. Jordan Addison, he's a question mark. Damn, Jordan, your hands ain't worth nothing nowadays. What's going on with Jordan Addison? And I ain't even talking about how you let me down in fantasy football. But the bottom line is, I do think and believe that the Vikings could pull off the upset. Am I delusional? 651-461-9226. Am I delusional, people, to think that the Minnesota Vikings can go on the road and beat the Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? I believe they can do it. I believe they will do it. Vegas has the Cowboys as, I think, a 5.5-point favorite. I think the Vikings can outright win this game. Now the keys to them winning clearly is a couple of takeaways. And we know that Dak has been prone to he'll throw an interception or two or fumble it. You have to be penalty free. You have to not make a ton of mistakes. And you have to do a relatively good job. You're not going to be perfect in terms of just, like, you know, being flawless offensively with penalties in your offensive line. Because one of the sneaky deals of the NFL season was the Cowboys getting Quinnen Williams. Getting him was a big get. Like, that dude's a baller. But I don't know. I know some of y'all are probably like, Blake, you're smoking. You're smoking something. Do you think I'm smoking something? J-Lo? Do you think that the Vikings can win this game?
I appreciate your optimism, sir. I appreciate that very much. With respect to the Vikings. Just a second. Yeah, that smoke you got, it's affecting me right now. That was that smoke that you're smoking. It's affecting me right now. No, I don't think the Vikings will win.
Was that a fake call for a real one? Because you are a little bit under the weather.
That might not have been
the best thing to do. In here.
That was a fake cough that had maybe a little bit of real consequence.
Oh my gosh. If I'm sick on Monday, y'all, it's because of J-Lo.
Thank you. I don't see how George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are going to be stopped for the entire game. They didn't have a great game last week against Detroit.
You don't think that Brian Flores can have an impact on those guys?
I think he can. I think it's possible, sure. What'd you just see last night? With Atlanta coming from 14 down in the fourth quarter, already out for the season, relying on Kirk Cousins, and they come back and beat Tampa Bay, who's fighting for the division. Of course it can happen. I don't see it happening. I think Dallas has too many weapons at home for the Vikings to withstand. I think if the Vikings win, I know the ideal situation is 14-10. You hold Dallas down long enough so the offense can get enough. No, I think it's got to be a shootout. I think Dallas is going to score. I like Brian Flores a lot.
You think they're
gonna
score
his defense
what?
A lot. I think Dallas is going to get north of 30.
Would you like to take a bet on that? I'd love to take a bet on that.
Let's go.
The Dallas Cowboys will not score over 30 points.
Let's go.
Okay, what do you want, 10? You want to go higher?
10 will work. 10 will work.
You believe that the Dallas Cowboys are going to score more than 30 points?
I do.
Okay.
I think.
So wait. Are we saying they got to score 31?
Yes.
Okay. All right. They got to score more than 30.
More than 30.
Okay. I'll take that bet.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Now. This isn't just 30. This is 30. This isn't okay. And when you say 30, let's say Dallas gets a defensive score. Does that count? If they get a
yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think that at the end of this game that the Dallas Cowboys as
overall,
a whole
will get 30.
Will have 31 points. Okay. I don't believe that.
All right,
$10 on it. 651-461-9226. If you guys were placing that bet, who would you side with? Would you side with the man that's going to drag me down in the dumps health-wise, Jonathan Lowe? Or do you side with your guy?
I knew you were going to say either your guy or your boy. You going to side with your boy? I knew that was coming.
You know?
I knew it.
What y'all think? 651-461-92. I think that this is the thing. The Dallas Cowboys are the type of team that will let you down when you think that they're trending the right way. And the Vikings are the type of team that when you think they've turned the corner, they will let you down as well. They both are that way.
I would give you this. I would give you that point if the Vikings game was right after the Kansas City Thanksgiving game. When they beat Philadelphia and Kansas City in the span of 5 days, if the Vikings game was last Sunday, yes, I would give you that piece of momentum where Dallas is, oh, they're on the comeback, and all of a sudden, oh, they have a letdown. Because they got beaten Detroit a week ago last night, I think that resets them.
I think it resets them. I'm not sure about that. Vikings are getting 5.5. If you were in Vegas right now and you had to wager utilizing the money, utilizing the line, not the money line, but the line, would you take the points or would you take Dallas? According to what you're just saying, you'd be playing Dallas.
I could see this as a, but again, can the Vikings score? Because Dallas has had games where the defense has looked better. But again, last week against Detroit, they looked awful. I could see this being a 34-30 game. I could.
From the,
or 34, yeah, 34-30 basically.
From the text line for the 763, a Packer fan is chiming in. They say, Vikes win. 27-17. We'll see.
For y'all's sake and for your $10, I hope it's good.
I wouldn't mind going 20, to be honest with you.
I would be nervous. I would be plus the fact it's on Sunday night. Plus the fact it's that nationally televised Sunday night game. I'm going to look real quick cuz that's the other thing. The nationally televised games this season, the Thursday night one last week in Detroit, the Thanksgiving Day game against Kansas City, the I think it was week four game, the Sunday night game against Green Bay, I think they've hit that 30 mark on all those games. I think that they hit 30 last week with Detroit. I think they went to 31 against Kansas City. They went to 40 against Green Bay.
Yeah, but Detroit doesn't have Brian Flores.
I'm telling you. That national spotlight, that America's team, even though it's 20 years too old by now, they might get up for this game just because it's in front of a national audience.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the bite of the night comes from the hearing that we touched on yesterday, where we had the back and forth with the individual from the FBI that was talking to Benny Thompson in that committee hearing. And there was another back and forth that took place that a lot of people are talking about today. And it has to do with Representative Seth Magaziner, which is it's kind of a cool last name, representing Rhode Island. He was having a chat with and confronting Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. And in the crux of him grilling her, he had asked her a question that she, in hindsight, you would say she got caught in a lie, and she said under oath, she had said that no citizens have been deported. That wasn't true. Citizens have been deported out of the country with all of the stuff with the ICE raids. Okay. So he put her on blast with that, with like people in the room. He had them stand up and pointed them out in terms of there was a veteran, his wife had got deported, all this stuff, whatever. They had a guy on Zoom that was a veteran that took bullets for this country that was deported out, all this other stuff, whatever. But there was something that he said towards the end that really got my attention, and it really, I think, makes Kristi Noem look bad. And there's speculation about people's jobs. Like they've already said, and we know that Donald Trump is not a loyal individual. He will fire you in a minute. Fired! That he'll fire you in a minute. Listen to the end of him having a conversation, or him talking to Kristi Noem, because on the campaign trail, the thing that Trump said to his base and said to every American is that we're going to get the worst of the worst out of here. We're going to get the hardened criminals. We're going to get the people out of here that are that shouldn't be here and that are MS-13 and the worst of the worst. We're getting them out of here, right? Listen to what Representative Magaziner had to say to Kristi Noem here in this clip.
You've already heard the story of Lance Corporal Alejandro Barranco, the United States Marine veteran who is behind you, who also has two brothers who are United States Marines. Will you thank Lance Corporal Barranco for his service?
Thank you for your service.
His father, Narcisco Barranco, is a landscaper in California who has lived peacefully in our country for 30 years and has no criminal record. Last spring, while he was mowing the lawn at an IHOP, ICE agents tackled him in the street and imprisoned him for weeks. A peaceful, hardworking man who raised three sons to be United States Marines. We need men of that character in this country. Again, as Secretary, you have broad discretion. Will you consider Lance Corporal Barranco's father for parole in place to stay in our country, owing to the fact that he has contributed to our country by raising three United States Marines?
This is an opportunity to remind everybody that every person that's in this country illegally has an opportunity to voluntarily go home and come back the right way.
He raised three United States Marines. He has been living here peacefully, doing his job for 30 years. You have discretion. You are choosing not to use it. Madam Secretary, you promised America that you would go after the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. But these people are not the worst of the worst. A Purple Heart recipient, a military spouse, the father of three Marines. And it's not just veterans and military families. You are locking up and deporting children with cancer, mothers with babies in the NICU, United States citizens. There are many problems with your leadership, but the biggest problem is this. You don't seem to know how to tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. Go after the bad guys. Go after the terrorists. Do not go after veterans, Marines, children,
gentlemen's
United
time's
States
expired.
Citizens.
Time's expired. I now recognize.
That's damning. That is damning for Kristi Noem. That will forever resonate with me, and that will always leave a mark. He said to her face, you can't recognize the bad guys from the good guys. That's something, man. That is something to hear. That is, if that doesn't make her, what, number one, Kristi Noem, that's not going to change her thinking on anything. But that is something that I think people will look at and be like, whoa, like, yeah, he's got a great point there. Like, we are in a situation, regardless of what you thought a year ago, if you look at this and you think that grabbing kids, and I mean, especially like kids that are sick and all this stuff, if you think that that's what this should be about, you're wrong. They said they were going to get the bad, bad people out of here. That's not what happened. But in my opinion of this, that was never what this was about in the first place. That never was what this was about. Okay? This is exactly what they wanted to happen. But that is an indictment on Kristi Noem. If you can't figure out the difference between the good people and the bad people, that's a problem.
I see it a little bit differently. I agree with what the congressman said. I agree that this is putting it out on public record in a forum such as a committee hearing in Congress. I think that's all it does. I think for people...
Oh, I don't think it changes anything.
Yeah. I think for people that have looked at this, have taken in images, video, encounters, stories, and the like, which I will get to one of those here in headlines here in the area, that didn't work out well for the person that was trying to evade. But this is something that is sort of, okay, ho-hum, wake me when it's over. Because I think if you go among some circles, not all, but some circles, you'll find people that will say, wow, yeah, I've been thinking that for the last 3, 6, 9 months. Where has this been? Where has this outcry been in a formal setting? And so I think that I don't think this is going to indict Kristi Noem, because Kristi Noem has been, I think the actions of the department under her continue to add the list of indictments onto her continually.
Oh, yeah, no. And I'm not saying in any way that I think that this changes anything with Kristi Noem. It doesn't. She's not going to all of a sudden turn over a new leaf. She is going to do whatever Donald Trump tells her to do or asks her to do. We know that. Her, Pam Bondi, whoever, all of the people in charge, Marco Rubio, all of them.
Hegseth, Patel.
All of them.
Lutnick.
All of them. But yeah, man, that just, whew. That was not a good look. Not a good look. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather, and we have yet another sign that we are living in bad economic times with many needs. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. I hope that 2026, the year 2026, is a better year than 2025 for all of us. Economy is not good. Grocery prices raised. Everything essentially has been raised except for, it seems like we got a little bit of relief at the gas pump, but it seems.
I'm going to say this real quick. I've heard about the gas thing and eggs as well, but I've heard about the gas thing. And a few weeks ago, that prompted me to look up what the average gas prices were.
No, it's not dramatically down. I know that. It's slightly.
You take it from the summer of last year to this summer, there was a decrease. But you take it from like from Labor Day on, from the fall on to what it was last year, there's really no difference at all. It might be a couple of cents. It's not really that different.
And I don't think that, as much as I want to believe that 2026 will be better, there's nothing that is an indicator that things will be better. All indications that it's going to get worse, especially with the expiring tax credits with the ACA. Everybody's talking about, you know, the healthcare prices are going to just go, they're going to skyrocket. That's what everybody's anticipating. Okay, so that's not good. All the people losing jobs, that's not good. And this is absolutely a sign that we are living in bad economic times. GoFundMe fundraisers to pay for basic living expenses surged in 2025. Did y'all hear me? GoFundMe fundraisers, not for specifics of like this person lost their spouse due to a tragic accident.
Due to cancer, due to an accident.
This is for basic living expenses. Those fundraisers surged in 2025. GoFundMe said the words work, home, food, bill, and care were among the top keywords in fundraisers' campaigns this year.
The low round negative.
Monthly bills were the second fastest growing category behind appeals for support for nonprofit groups. Ah, man. That just. And according to a report from CBS News, public focus on affordability has flared, with a recent CBS News poll showing that inflation and the economy rank as Americans' top national concerns. So, you know, when the Fed chair Jerome Powell says, and doesn't sugarcoat it, that Trump's tariffs are a reason why prices continue to rise up, that don't make you feel good. At all. And this, it's funny how people try to spin. And there's, we're in the no spin zone here right now about the $12 billion bailout for the farmers?
It was $12 billion. By the way, my apologies for hearing Taylor Rivera there.
Yeah, no, you're good.
That's my bad.
The
no spin zone.
This does not fundamentally help the farmers out the way that they've lost so much. Yeah. They've lost everything. $12 billion doesn't realistically. If you think that $12 billion is getting them out of the hole, I have been, because this is what we do, right? We live in the media world. We research, we go through, and we. The farmers are saying, and look, farmers right now are articulating and saying, yeah, we're grateful that we'll get something, But they're saying, man, we're losing our butts out here. We've lost our butts out here. This is just scratching the surface.
This is the problem with like a stimulus check and the stimuli things that happen. $12 billion is a lot of money. It's a lot of dollars. But number one, you're trying to figure out how many farmers this is being sent out to. Because it's not $12 billion to 12 farmers. You know, if you have something in the way of 50,000, 100,000, a million farmers that this is affecting, that money goes really quickly. It spreads out really thin. The other thing is, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a one-time stimulus check that would afford you the ability to make it through the month or a couple of months?
No, you'd rather have the tariffs be off.
You'd rather have a continuous stream of inflow of income flowing in. You'd rather have the tariffs
be gone
and that market of China open up again to the farmers, that, especially the soybean farmers that are sending that to that market. Or whatever country is being tariffed, whether it's Mexico or Canada or the EU, or, you know, even though those have come down a bit, there's still higher tariffs than there were at the beginning of this administration. And that means that other people, this is what kills me. We think as a country, as I guess I shouldn't say we, I'm thinking of it as a country, but the administration thinks that we can do whatever we want with no repercussions coming down the line. We can set whatever rules we want as a country with no repercussions coming back down the line, whether they be direct or indirect. These are indirect repercussions.
Yep.
If someone says, I'm going to raise my meal prices 30% because I know most of these people are going to come back to me. Well, what happens when 50% of those people say, okay, this food might be 80% quality of yours, 90% the quality of yours, but it's 40% cheaper. We're going there.
The farmers are still livid because they get screwed over, and then we've got Venezuela that gets all of the all that money, and then you're talking about the soybeans that are going to
Argentina.
This is the deal. Okay, we should not, even though we will, we should not be touting ourselves as the biggest, the baddest, the brightest, and the best when we continue to make dumb decision after dumb decision after dumb decision. This is the thing. To try to make it seem as though we're going to help out our own, we're going to help out the farmers. You created a situation that should never have existed to begin with. Now you're trying to rectify and course correct, and you're not even doing that. You never should have did the tariffs in the first place. That's the problem.
Again, people look at a situation and they say, wait a minute, why is this person not respecting what I'm putting out there? Because it's disrespectful. That's why. And they go somewhere else where they'll get respect.
And you're gaslighting us, and you're telling people that grocery prices are down. And you're telling them that what's the message that the last couple of weeks, that affordability is a hoax?
Affordability is a hoax.
My God.
This is the funniest thing from the week. I don't know if you played this. I don't know if you played this during a bite of the night this week. Did you notice in the president's speech in Pennsylvania earlier this week, He talked about the same line, affordability, this is a Democratic hoax, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. But did you notice before that he had a slogan? He said make America affordable again. He said he's going to make America affordable again, and then he said affordability is a hoax. Anybody else catch that earlier this week? I caught it.
According to GoFundMe CEO Tim Cadigan, the platform has seen a steady increase in campaigns like this in recent years. In the U.S., fundraisers to raise money for necessities like rent, groceries, housing, and fuel surged 17% this year alone. 17%. He told CBS News, for example, we saw people say they were behind on the month's rent and were looking for friends and family to help them get through the next month or two. This shows us that life is getting more expensive and folks are struggling with that. So they are reaching out to friends and family to see if they can help them through. This is America. Who made that? Was that Childish Gambino? This is America.
This is America. I wonder. I don't think it's going to happen, but I've wondered this for a little while now. Because remember, now we weren't around for this. And this isn't necessarily our neck of the woods, so to speak. But back in the early 1900s, the tenements, where you'd have generations of people in Irish families, in Italian families, in Latino families, all living under the same roof. So you have grandma and grandpa living on the same roof with mom and dad, living on the same roof with their kids, all in the same house, all in the same place. We don't see that as much anymore. The American dream was to, you know, get your own house, get your own car, get your own this. I wonder if we're going to see days where more and more of that is happening. I think there is something out there that it might be coming back a little bit with kids coming back home from college for a little while. But will we get to that point where we're back in the tenement phase?
651-461-9226. Coming up next, we've got headlines right here on The Lake Show.
Now on The Lake Show, let's look at some other things making news. Here's a little segment we simply like to call Headlines.
All right, let's get into the headlines here on The Lake Show. So thankful to have this as my daytime job. I truly appreciate it. Let's get into it, J-Lo. J-Lo is producing tonight. No Christopher Tubbs. Have at it, my friend.
Okay, a couple stories here that are more of the local variety. A man and woman are in federal custody after they allegedly trapped a federal agent in a car on Wednesday afternoon and dropped him off at the New Hope Police Department. This comes from our friends at KSTP. Okay, I'm going to gonna need a second with this one.
Okay.
Odawala Milolo Bamigboye, 24, and Rakea Frazier, 23, each face one count of assaulting a Department of Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI, agent in connection with the incident. According to the FBI affidavit, HSI agents were surveilling an apartment parking lot in Plymouth in search of Bamigboye, a Nigerian national who had allegedly overstayed his student visa.
Okay.
The three agents, two in plain clothes and another wearing a vest that said police and HSI, approached Bamigboye when they saw him get out of a Jeep SUV driven by Frazier. The affidavit claims the agents displayed their badges and identified themselves as law enforcement. Bamigboye, who had moved to the back seat of the Jeep, asked what kind of law enforcement they were, and when they answered that they wanted to talk about his immigration status, he allegedly told Frazier to get back in the car and drive. One agent got into the front passenger seat in an attempt to stop Frazier from driving. Another got into the back seat to pull Bamigboye out from the Jeep. The filing states Bamigboye pushed one agent out of the back seat, and Frazier put the car in drive, sped off. The vehicle's motion caused the passenger side door to close, trapping the second agent inside.
Ugh.
According to the complaint, the agent, who was on temporary detail for an operation, was unfamiliar with the Twin Cities and feared he was being abducted because he had no idea where they were going. In the backseat, Bamigboye called 911, and the agent yelled to the dispatcher to tell the dispatcher who he was. In a statement, the Plymouth Police Department said Bamigboye told dispatch that they were taking the agent to the Plymouth Police Station, but they ended up going to New Hope instead. Once the New Hope Police Department arrived at the New Hope Police Department, HSI agents parked in front of the Jeep to pit it in. And Bamigboye jumped out of the car, ran to a local Hy-Vee where he was eventually arrested. Police eventually arrested Frazier after she refused initially to get out of the car. Both Bamigboye and Frazier are in custody at the Sherburne County Jail.
Now, how did he think that was going to work? Like, that makes no sense.
No,
like, I understand. Good. I understand you may feel stressed out as heck, and you're concerned about your safety. When we've seen here, even this week, with the press conference with Mayor Fry and Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
Yep.
I get all of that, but no, this is not going to help your cause at all. And not only that, not only are you making life more dangerous for yourself, but you're actually putting these officers in harm's way as well.
Yes. Another local story here. A Chisago County business owner was the target of a pig butchering cryptocurrency investment scheme that cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to law enforcement investigations. This is out of the Star Tribune. The 46-year-old man who lives near Cambridge and works in construction reported to the sheriff's office that he was out $500,000 as of mid-November, according to a search warrant affidavit filed in district court made public on Thursday. Sheriff's Captain Andrew Mahawald told the Minnesota Star Tribune that the digital currency investigation remains active with no arrests so far. Mahawald said the man was reeled into the scam which is known as pig butchering, which involves situations where scammers build trust with victims and fatten their accounts with fake profits.
And then come and get it all.
Before freezing or liquidating the funds deposited by the victim. According to the court filing, in late June, the man received a text message from someone who went by the name of Camilla Almeida and lived in Los Angeles. During their conversations, the man was asked whether he was interested in investing in cryptocurrency. The man was directed to an app called MeBit, MeBit, and he made his first deposit in July. On November 18th, the man received an email explaining that his account had been frozen due to insider trading, and he needed to send an additional $240,000 to unlock the account.
And they did that?
Rather than turn the large sum over requested, the man contacted law enforcement.
Good.
Mahwald turned to an old saying for a word of caution to potential investors. If it sounds too good to be true,
yes,
it probably is. And again, you can read more on that and more of the story in the Star Trip.
Yeah, that's I just think the whole crypto thing is shady anyway. And we're hearing about, have you ever seen a crypto, like when you go into like a Cub Foods or like...
Yeah, one of those crypto ATM type things.
They have
been
telling people don't use those things.
Yes. I've done stories on this air in this
I've seen the stories.
Segment,
yeah,
with a couple of those going sideways.
Why are they still available then? To hoodwink people?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
It's crazy, dude. That is crazy. All right, coming up. Hey, don't go anywhere. We have some big time breaking news from the world of sports, and we're not talking about Sharon Moore. We're talking about breaking news right here locally in the Minnesota sports scene. We get to that next on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina DiAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.